You're listening to SBS News.
First came a warning from Israel's Navy.
This is the Israeli Navy. You are approaching a blockaded zone. If you wish to deliver aid to Gaza, you may do so through the established channels. Please change your course toward the port of Ashdod, where the aid will undergo a security inspection and then be transferred into the Gaza Strip.
Then in the early hours of the morning, Israeli naval forces boarded several boats forming part of the global Sumud flotilla as it approached 130 kilometers west of Gaza. The convoy of about 40 vessels carrying hundreds of activists set sail in late August with the goal of transporting medicine and food to Gaza. Video streams show commandos boarding some of the vessels, activists being sprayed with water cannons, and chaos in the darkness before the feed cuts out. Among the detainees are six Australians, identified as Surya McEwen, Abu Bakir Rafiq, Hamish Patterson, Juliette Lamont, Bianca Webb-Pullman, and Dan Coward. There has been little sympathy for them from the coalition, with Liberal Senator Jane Hume telling Channel 7 they're in a mess of their own making.
We can all respect the sincere concerns of Australians that are on that flotilla. However, this is not the way to go about it. The concerns that people have for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza are very real and perfectly understandable. If people would like to help, they should go to maybe it's Oxfam or Save the Children or UNICEF. There are organisations that are fit for purpose to help with the humanitarian crisis.
Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has told SBS News that it is liaising with Israeli authorities and has made a formal request for information, with officials standing ready to provide consular assistance. A spokesperson has called on the Israeli government to treat all detainees humanely, repeating Australia's call for unimpeded humanitarian aid into Gaza. But supporters are anxious. Steph Vaida is a friend of one of the detainees, Surya McEwen. He says he's worried about how Israel's military is treating the activists they have detained.
It feels like IDF treats people that they take off these flotilla boats as spies, and so they run them through a process of multiple interviews by multiple different people over 24, 48 hours. So we really don't know what's to come. We're hoping that DFAT can somehow intervene and at least secure a speedy return back to Australia.
The interceptions have triggered a wave of global protests and condemnation from world leaders. In Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has denounced the raid as an act of Israeli aggression.
Küresel Sumut filosuna yönelik.
I curse the banditry against the global Sumud flotilla. This attack, conducted by the Israeli administration on civilians traveling in international waters, has once again proven how the genocide cadre is in a state of frenzy to hide the crimes against humanity in Gaza. It was seen that the genocidal Netanyahu government has no tolerance to let such a possibility of peace blossom, let alone to instate peace. Tahammülünün olmadığı
görülmüştür. Israel has repeatedly faced accusations of genocide after a report last month from a United Nations Commission of Inquiry concluded Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Istanbul Chief Prosecutor's Office says it has launched an investigation into the detention of 24 Turkish nationals by Israel. South Africa called on Israel to release the detained activists, including Nelson Mandela's grandson, Nkosi Mandela. Ireland's Prime Minister, Michael Martin, urged the Israeli government to behave within international law in its approach to the flotilla, and says the humanitarian mission should be recognized as such.
I'm receiving briefings in terms of the interception of the Gaza flotilla. Our ambassador is in touch with the Israeli authorities, and we will be providing consular assistance to those who have been detained. It's important that they're treated properly. It's a humanitarian mission, no threat to anybody other than to highlight and also to bring humanitarian aid into the people of Gaza.
The latest developments have also prompted protests across South America and Europe. In Spain, law student Carlos Ochoa says he and other protesters don't agree with Israel stopping the boats.
We are here to denounce the attack on the flotilla. This was a humanitarian mission, a solidarity mission that wanted to break the criminal siege Zionists placed on Gaza. The attack shows the intentions of Zionism, which is to murder Gaza and to stop any attempts of solidarity or help for Palestine. The lack of action from all capitalist governments of the West is disappointing.
But Israel has maintained it has the legal authority to intercept the flotilla. Israel argues it has the right to prevent vessels entering Gaza because it is in an active war zone. International law professor Douglas Guilfoyle at UNSW Canberra says whether the blockade is lawful depends on the intent behind it.
The question becomes whether Israel's blockade is lawful. And for me, the thing that would make that blockade unlawful is that we have evidence that the blockade is part of a campaign of starvation against the civilian population, which would be a war crime. So obviously a war crime is unlawful, and therefore the blockade becomes unlawful.
Israel has strongly rejected accusations that it is orchestrating mass starvation, saying that humanitarian supplies are allowed in through approved crossings. The commander of the Lachish District Police, Chief Superintendent Eli Shmuel, says Israeli authorities are acting lawfully and according to what they consider necessary.
During Yom Kippur, the Israeli police prepared to receive the flotilla that came to break the blockade on Gaza. Over 600 police officers, prison service personnel, and immigration authority personnel were deployed at the Ashdod port and effectively received them while they checked, registered, and documented the participants of the flotilla. We will continue to act with determination and strength in order to protect the state of Israel.
Assalamu alaikum. SBS News.